Blog Talk Radio.
Fit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me today for Fit for Life Radio. And I am so glad to be doing something besides looking out the door at the snow that's in my yard. And you know, if anybody is from Atlanta, from the South, basically, or any part of it, you know that one snowflake and we just go crazy. We head to the store, get the milk and the eggs and all kind of stuff, and we just act like we're just impaired some kind of way. So my husband woke up this morning. I didn't even say I'm Carol Dunlap, by the way, your host. I woke up this morning, and the streets were covered in some white substance with some ice, and I told my husband, you're not going anywhere. He was like, but it's just, I was like, it's not just anything, because people cannot drive in the snow and ice in the South. I just want you guys to know that. So if you are from the South, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We are not prepared for this stuff. And even though he's an excellent driver, I did not want him to go out there and fend for himself in the wild reaches of Atlanta with all these people, like, they don't know how to drive. So I kept my honey bun close to me today, and needless to say, I have not gotten any work done, very little, because you know how it is when your husband is home. He wants your undivided attention. So I'm very glad that I could take my attention away for a few minutes and come and bring you an awesome episode of Fit for Life Radio. I've got a just awesome guest here. We met online, as most of my guests, I meet them online. I rarely meet anybody in person. I meet them online first, and then we get to know each other. So sounds kind of crazy, but that's just how it is, and I love it. I love meeting all these different people that I would never, ever get to know otherwise. So meet Renee. She's going to come on in just a second, and she's going to tell us all about how she lost this weight. She empowers women, and the first step is really to empower yourself. So I'm so happy that she decided to do that. But before we get to that, I want to let you guys know that my 25 pounds down program has already started. It's off to a great start. Last time we did this in October, we had some technical difficulties with the Google Hangout and all that, but we have gotten all that fixed. We had a great, awesome Google Hangout on Sunday, and we had Linda Taylor of Cook2Raw.com. She came on and made this fabulous, it was a soup. It was squash, which doesn't sound like it would be tasty, but it was. And she had some mango in there. She had some banana, and she mixed it all up, and she showed us we have the exact recipe and all that. It looked so yummy, I wanted to actually come through the Google Hangout through my monitor and get some. And no cooking involved at all. But she did say you could heat up, so that was wonderful. We have a great group that has signed up. And if you missed it, I'm really sorry. I really, really am. And if you've been wanting to be a part of 25 Pounds Down, we're in our first week, and you say, hey, I missed it. I don't know why I did. Just email me, and we'll see if we can get you in, because I thought about doing a after we started thing, and I just wasn't sure. I know a lot of people were trying to figure out if they wanted to or not, so here's your chance. So email me or hit me up on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. I'm Body Sculptor or a Body Sculptor fan. I'm all over the place, Instagram, email. If you're not a part of my newsletter, you can get on it and let me know, and we'll see what we can do about getting you in. But now, let's get to the point. You know how I hate to drag and drag and drag on, talk for 10 minutes and have my guests come on, and poor thing, can't even talk for 5 minutes. I hate when people do that. So without any further ado, meet you, Renee. Are you there and ready to go?
I am. Welcome.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me come on. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Thank you for taking time out of your day to do this. Are you stuck at home, too? Did you guys get snow?
Yes, I am in Dallas, Texas. We got what I would call sleet and ice. I'm not going to call it snow.
Yeah.
But yes, we did. And I am at home working today, as I do most days. So I was not about to journey out. Especially since I just moved here recently and I don't really know much about the area and these people, so I was not going anywhere. in those driving conditions.
So
I didn't make it to the gym yesterday, and I did not make it to do my run today because they canceled it. So,
Awesome. I mean, what you know, one day don't stop the show, and I'm sure that as you tell us about your journey, we're going to find out that there was more than just that one thing that kind of got in the way, and how you have to adapt and keep moving forward. Why don't you tell our audience about yourself and what you do, and then let's get into talking about how you lost this 26 pounds, because I want to know. I have no idea. I have not talked to Michi before this. Briefly we chatted, but I'm getting all the details just as you guys are. So, Michi, you've got the stage right now, so let's have it. Curious minds want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Isn't that what they say?
Right. Well, I am a certified personal power coach. And what I do is I help women take back their power. We all know that as women, we put everything else first, our husbands, our kids, our family, our job, our career. And if anything is left, we are often at the bottom of the barrel. And so in order to maintain a healthy and productive life, we have to reverse that role and put ourselves first, because if we are not able to put ourselves first, we can't realistically give to anyone else, because we give from our overflow, not from what we need to sustain our own life. And so I am a believer in the mind, body, and spirit connection. So if one is off, they're all off.
Right.
And so my weight loss journey for me started in December of 2013 when I realized I got on the scale and my weight was, I was up to 189 pounds. And I was like, no way, not going to happen. The buck stops here. prior to that, I really, you know, I thought something was going on with me. So I had like every test done for diabetes, cancer, stomach issues, any and everything, trying to really figure out what was going on. You know, I was eating pretty well. I was working out regularly. And my doctor and myself, we just could not put the finger on what was going on with me, that I was not losing weight and I was gaining weight, actually. And what I really realized is losing weight is not really all about the physical, but it's also about the mental and the spiritual and the emotional and all of it all together. So it may not be that you're overeating and overindulging and all this stuff, but it could be that you're off emotionally, that you're off spiritually, that you're off physically as well. And so all of these things play a key role in losing weight and keeping weight off, because we all know people do that yo-yo thing where they lose 50 pounds and they gain back 60. So it's not really all about the food and the exercise. It's all about your total mental health and your total lifestyle and all of those things there. So what I did, I went vegan for 90 days at the beginning of January of 2014. That allowed me to reset my body. I lost weight, of course, during that time. It allowed me to come off of sugar, because most people don't realize that they have a sugar addiction, because everything has sugar in it. Even meat, when they cure it, has sugar in it. And so everything breaks down to sugar. So now you have all these foods that you don't realize have sugar in it. I was stunned, shocked, and surprised when I found out that prepackaged spaghetti sauce has 8 cups of sugar in it. Yes, it's just like all these things. So going vegan, it allowed me to reset my body with the sugar. It wasn't easy. The first 21 days was rough, because it literally takes 21 days to break any habit. Once you can get past the 21 days, which most people, that's where they fall, they can't get past the 21 days. If you can get past the 21 days, you're home free, because that's the amount of time it takes to break a habit. So I went vegan, got off all the sugar, reduced my carbs, and that was toward the middle of March when my 90 days was up for the vegan. So for me, I didn't want to overwhelm myself and put the new changes with my diet and exercise all at the same time because mm-hmm. it was a lot. And so you have to adjust to one thing first and then gradually start adding other things. So in March,
right.
I started my workout program. During that time, I was working out, but in March, I really got consistent. And so I was working out 5 days a week. So 5 days a week, I'm working out. I'm doing all different kinds of things. I'm doing cardio. I'm doing strength training. I'm doing yoga. I'm incorporating all different types of exercises because my goal was not just to lose weight. I wanted to reduce my body fat.
Right.
And a common misconception is people believe that just ODing on a whole bunch of cardio, you're going to lose body fat, and that's not the case at all.
Right, exactly.
Doing a whole bunch of cardio is going to help you lose calories and lose weight, but it's not going to change your body until
right.
you incorporate the weight training and all of that into it as well.
I am loving you right now. I am so loving you. I've been preaching this for, like, years and years, and as a matter of fact, our 25 Pounds Down program is based on that same concept. You can't just do cardio. You have to incorporate weights, but you also have to do what you need to do for yourself. You know, there's a different way. Everybody has a different body. It intakes different. You expel stuff differently. So you got to really clue into what makes you tick. And I must congratulate you because it sounds like that's exactly what you did. And I know that journey, just finding out about yourself and all these revelations that you're having had to be, like, pretty eye-opening and kind of spectacular and, like, wow, I am on the right track.
Yes, indeed. It was because for me and my body type, I gain weight and hold weight in my stomach area. So mm-hmm. I looked pregnant, like 5 or 6 months pregnant because that's where all my weight was. I didn't have any weight in my hips. I didn't have any weight in my butt. I don't hold weight there. I hold weight in my stomach area. But mm-hmm. what I found out, too, is in your stomach area is what they call the second chakra, which the second chakra is all about your relationships, your sensuality, mm-hmm. sexuality. All these things fall in that area. And if you have hang-ups in that area, you're going to retain weight in that area. So that is one of the things that God got my attention on that is, okay, you need to clean up your relationships. And not just
wow.
romantic ones, but relationships to self, relationships to others, family, friends, kids, all of that stuff. So that's what I'm saying. It wasn't just changing my diet and working out. It was changing my life, period, all the way around.
Wow.
And so some of you who have struggled with weight your whole life, you might want to consider that. On this journey that I was on, I've now since created programs around the full body, full mind, full soul transformation. So if anyone is interested in looking at losing weight from a total perspective, not just the weight loss and the diet and all that, because that is important. It's definitely key. But there's also other areas that are key to that as well. Please feel free to contact me, meetyourenee@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook under Meet You Renee, Twitter, Meet You Renee. Anywhere you put that, you're gonna be able to connect with me. So it's a full range of not just weight loss and diet. It's a full lifestyle change if you want to permanently keep the weight off.
Right.
Totally. And it's not,
totally.
It doesn't. Okay, go ahead.
I was just saying, I totally agree with you. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not just a matter of, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose this weight. And, you know, you got to consistently keep doing the things that you're doing to keep it off. And you're not going to just deal with the, okay, go through this journey and it's done and that's it. No, you are constantly doing it. Now, you're not going to have to work as hard as you were working to get it off. You go into a different stage of it. That's all.
Right.
But, okay, so I've incorporated my five-day-a-week workouts. I'm eating properly. I'm eating balanced meals. My calorie intake that I was on was 1,200 calories, and it's doable. I hear people all the time tell me, ooh, how did you do that? It's very easy. If you eat your calories and not drink them, so what I mean
right.
by that
yeah.
is you cannot drink anything other than water and things that have no calories, like herbal tea and different things like that. You can't be on a 1,200-calorie diet drinking Pepsi, Coke, fruit juices, beer, wine, all those things. You cannot be on a 1,200-calorie diet and drink your calories because it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You have to
yeah.
be eating your calories. So you have to meal plan. And that in itself is time-consuming. It's
mm-hmm.
so easy just to drive through McDonald's and pick it up. But when you're on a weight loss journey or when you're trying to eat healthy, when you're trying to get healthy, what you feed your body physically, mentally, spiritually is very important. So my breakfast, for example, today I didn't really feel like cooking, so I had a protein shake. But in that protein shake included Greek yogurt, some coconut water, a little bit of fiber, and the actual protein powder. And so I blended that all up. That's probably around just right at 300 calories.
Right.
And so that will take me for 4 hours because it's about 32 ounces and with some ice in it and blended it up. So that'll take me for about 4 hours. And then my lunch is going to consist of a piece of salmon, that's 125 calories, on a salad. Now, a salad does not consist of 1,000 calories. Come on now, people. You can't drown it out with croutons, cheese, and a whole bunch of salad dressing and say you ate a salad. And
right.
top it off with bacon and all kinds of other stuff. So now you just turned a healthy meal, couple hundred calories into 1,200 calories. So you have
wow.
to watch the things that you're eating, watching the things that you're putting together. I make my own salad dressing. I don't buy prepackaged things. I use
oh, really?
Olive oil
wow.
and some
uh-huh.
seasonings.
Mm.
Mix it together. Or I might use some vinegar, balsamic vinegar, or other things to make salad dressings other than the prepackaged
right.
ones because it has too much sodium, it has too much sugar, has too much fat, all these other things in the food that you don't know is there until you start doing your homework and you start breaking these things down to see how much sugar and stuff and all of the rest
exactly.
of that is in there. So be mindful of what you're eating.
Right. Let me ask you something now. You've given us a lot of information. I commend you on what you've done. So how did you come up with this plan? Did you go and see a personal trainer, a health coach, or someone like that? Or did you on your own come together with this? Or did you just spend hours and hours of research? How did you get this all together?
What I did was I didn't get a personal trainer initially. I got a personal trainer 3 months before my end of the year. So I got a personal trainer in September of 2014. So I didn't
okay.
get a trainer beforehand. But what I did do is I did a lot of research. I kept a food journal. I saw my own eating habits. I saw when I was eating more, when I was overeating, what my emotional state was. You know, all these different things that it really takes in order for you to get to where you're trying to go.
Right.
When I was trying to figure out if I had an illness, I did go to a dietitian to evaluate what it was that I was eating. And from that, I learned even more things, you know, like I had switched over to brown rice and all these whole grain and whole wheat pastas and to turkey bacon and some of these other things that are supposed to be healthy for you. But we did an assessment, and the turkey bacon actually had more fat in it than regular bacon from a pig. I was just, like, really shocked.
Yeah,
I was really shocked.
So right. Wow.
I was really shocked when she started doing this assessment on the things that I was eating. I was really shocked. And so I was getting a lot of excess fat on the things that I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really forced me to come to grips that I needed to change my diet. The things that I was eating wasn't conducive for me. And then towards the middle of 2014, I found out that I had a wheat allergy. So that made me further have to adjust my diet even more. So realistically, the only things that I can eat, because wheat is in everything, even things you don't even think of, wheat is in everything.
Right.
So realistically, I'm on fruit, meat, and vegetables. That's it. That's it. Because everything has wheat in it. Candy, cookies, crackers, pasta, cereal, everything has wheat. So I can't totally avoid it because I do need some of the carbs. But for the most part, I have no wheat in my diet at all. And some of you out there, you might want to look at that. If you have been eating very well, you exercise, you're not losing any weight, you might want to find out if you have a wheat allergy, because a wheat allergy will help you make you retain weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're constantly feeling bloated, sick to your stomach. Like, I had subtle itching. I didn't, you know, realize it until after the fact. Like, one of my go-to staple items for breakfast was oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't until I stopped eating it that I noticed that I had this subtle itching. And it wasn't until after the fact that I equated the two. And so oatmeal, grits, all these things have wheat in it. So if you're on overconsumption, you might be sabotaging yourself and not even knowing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, where are you now in your journey, and how has this all helped you to be a better businesswoman, a better entrepreneur, and a better aide to women who you're trying to help them to get their power back?
So at the end of 2014, at the beginning I started at 189. I lost 26 pounds. I did miss my goal by 3 pounds because I wanted to be, by 8 pounds actually, because I wanted to be down to 155 pounds by the end of 2014. I actually missed the goal, but I lost 12% body fat, which is a major, that is a major difference. And it now makes your 160-pound body frame realistically look like 145 pounds.
Exactly.
So I lost 26 pounds, 12% body fat, and 22 inches across my whole body.
That's amazing.
So,
it really is. It really is amazing.
Yes. So although I did not make that goal that I put out there, I did make that goal because I lost so much body fat. So that took me from being in the obese category to now, for my age, I'm in the very good category as it relates to my body fat. So I'm like 25%. So I went from like 37% body fat to 25% body fat.
That is awesome. Congratulations. I know it wasn't easy, but that that is a major thing, especially losing that body fat. You are so right. People just concentrate. Well, all the whole diet industry, the whole weight loss industry concentrate on losing weight and instead of looking at losing the fat. And the body fat is what you need to get. The excess body fat is what you need to get rid of.
Yes. And it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference. So how that's made me a better entrepreneur and better able to help women take their power back is first knowing that it's a whole process. It's not just diet and weight loss as it relates to that. But it's your whole mental state, your whole emotional state is taking a holistic approach to everything. So now that's how I approach my life. That's how I approach my business. That's how I approach my relationships. I approach it from a holistic perspective. So I look at every aspect, not just one. Because there's so many other things that can that go into, you know, the reason why you're in a state of confusion all the time, the reason why you're in a state of depression, the reason why you're in a state of constant weight loss, the reason why you're going through relationships every other month, the reason why it's a holistic approach, not just that one aspect.
Exactly.
So that's where it's changed and shifted my thinking and my perspective and the way that I interact and hold space for and create space and show up in the world. That's what it's
That's amazing. That's amazing. I love hearing stuff like that. It just, you know what, people, I think, don't give as much credit to you, for instance, what you've done in that 1 year span of time, how you totally changed your life, your outlook on everything from how you gain weight, lose weight, configure yourself with relationships and all that good stuff. And I'm sure that it's helped you in your business, plus in your life and in all kind of things. Because when you, it's like when you take control, you actually bring yourself that control power. And so other people who are, you know, more like you, they will seek you out and find you. So I'm sure that your business has seen an upswing in the people and in the type of people that you work with, not just like anybody or whatever, but the people who are really seeking to take their power back and really seeking to overcome obstacles. And you sound like the perfect person to lead them to that.
Definitely, definitely. I have created, even the programs in my business have shifted. So I have a virtual program. If anyone is interested, it's going to start in March. It's called The Power View. And it starts from the inside out. Most people do things from the outside in. That never works. You got to start with you first and work from the inside out. And this is what this program is going to do. It's going to help you and set you up for success in all areas of your life, whether that's weight loss, whether that's a new career, whether that's starting a business, whether that's starting a family, whether that's getting married, whether that's healing your relationships in your immediate family, whatever it is, this is the program to start you with that. So connect with me. Like I stated, anywhere on social media under Meet You Renee, you can go to my Facebook fan page under Meet You Renee Coaching. My website under Meet You Renee Coaching is it's under construction, but you can still contact me through my website. I would love to get you guys in on being a part of this program to pair it with your weight loss journey and the things that you're doing with Carol. This is in addition to, not separate from. This is going to make your whole total transformation that much better.
That sounds amazing, and I'm sure everyone out there listening, so Meet You Renee, how she spells it is M-E-C-H-I-R-E-N-E-E. So like you said, you can look her up, you can Google it, you can go to her site. Please, this is something that I think everyone needs, because you're right, it's not just about losing the weight, it's not just about dropping the fat, it's about everything that involves around your life. So, Michi, so it's been amazing to actually speak with you and hear your story, and it's much better than I ever even thought it would be. I knew when I saw the 12% body fat, most people never say that. I was like, okay, she's got a story to tell. So I'm glad that you could take some time out today and join with us. And we've come down to the last few seconds. If you would like to say anything else, please do, and then we're going to get out of here.
Yes, I just want to thank you so much for allowing me to come on. I want to thank your audience and your listeners, for those of you who have made a commitment to change your life. I applaud you. This is only the beginning. Don't give up. Get an accountability partner. Get somebody who can encourage you. Just don't let it fall by the wayside. If you have a bad day, don't let that be an excuse to not do, get up and do it tomorrow. One day at a time. Break it down. Don't take your goal on all at once. So if you need to lose 75 pounds, break it down to 1 pound a week. Don't even think about it. 1 pound a week is easy. 75 pounds is a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So you break it down into manageable goals.
Yeah, I always say that. It's got to be manageable goals. 1 pound at a time, 1 week at a time. That's how you take it. Because anything else is going to overwhelm you anyway. So, Michi, thank you so much for, like I said, coming on this day when we're all cold and inside anyway, in the warmth. I hope everyone is. And thank everyone for just spending a little time with us. I know you got a lot out of this. And if you miss anything, any part of this, you were doing something else, you didn't listen. Remember, you can always come back to the Blog Talk Radio site. The episode is on demand. It's also on my Facebook page. And then if you subscribe to my newsletter, all my radio shows go out once a month anyway. So thank you again, Michi. Have a great day. And looking forward to connecting with you some more and working with you, because you definitely have my attention. And it's, I love to connect with people who, you know, are of the same mindset. So there's no mistakes. And I'm so glad that God led us together. So awesome.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Everyone out there, stay fit. I'll talk with you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information on products and services offered on today's program, go to www.optimumbodysculpting.com and click on the fitness blog tab. We'll see you next time on Fit for Life Radio. Thanks again for listening.